for those who saw me in the last couple of weeks, you might notice that I've been pruned a little bit. Some of all those excess wild hairs are sheared off. So I don't know if that has a tendency to inspire you on your speaking or whatever, but today I'm going to spend a little time on pruning. In John 15:2, Jesus was telling us, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. He's talking about his Father. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Now, if you look on in a dictionary, encyclopedia, whatever, under pruning, the definition pretty much runs like this. Pruning is a horticultural and silvicultural practice involving the selective removal of parts of a plant, such as branches, buds, or roots. Reasons to prune plants include deadwood removal, shaping, improving or maintaining the health, reducing the risk from falling branches, preparing nursery specimens for transplanting, and both harvesting and increasing the yield, quality of flowers and fruits. The practice entails targeted removal of diseased, damaged, dead, non-productive, structurally unsound, or otherwise unwanted tissue from the crop and landscape plants. That's what pruning's about. That's what Jesus told us. If it's not bearing fruit, the branch is dead, it's gone. It gets pruned off. Just as he was saying, John said in John in 15:1, when Jesus was teaching them, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. Jesus is telling us, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If everyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. The sermonette, I should announce it, is about spiritual pruning. And that's what we're addressing here, is spiritual pruning. It talks about Jesus coming to the threshing floor with the winnowing fan in his hand, and he's going to take that chaff away, and it's going to be burned. Well, all of us have chaff. We have things in us that are not going to go into the kingdom of God. They're going to be removed. And the process, hopefully, if we're going to work with our Lord and abide in him, then the process, we should be gaining more fruit as time goes on. And when that time comes that we're going to make that transition from the world to the spiritual, that what gets burned is very little. As we all know, it was written in Galatians 5:22 about the fruit of the Spirit, because that's what God is getting in us. That's what he's pruning us for, to make more fruit of the Spirit. And that fruit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Big one, huh? Against such there is no law. And if you read in the 1 Corinthians 3:13, I believe I got that right. Anyways, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but himself will be saved, as yet through fire. Because in the end, all the things that will not be in the kingdom of God will be eliminated. Period. Anything that's in us that does not belong in the kingdom of God is going to be purged from us. And the operative word in the scriptures is fire, about taking that and purging it like they purge the materials out of gold. They cook it and melt it in fire and take out the unwanted elements, because all the unwanted elements are going. When you enter the kingdom of God, what you take with us is what you're going to develop in your life. And these things are spiritual fruits. When you were pruning that tree, you were doing things to improve it, to make it healthier, to make it produce more fruit. That's what God's doing with us. He's pruning us. He's taking out the bad, directing our paths, shaping us, making us spiritual healthy, helping us produce spiritual fruit. And then the time comes when we go into the kingdom. Anything that remains that does not belong in the kingdom of heaven is going to be removed. So our work really is to bear that fruit and to go in the kingdom not scorched and smelling like smoke, but you got to remember that we have to abide in the vine. We have to abide in Christ. Christ told us his words are spirit and their truth. His words were here before the Spirit was poured out. His words were a witness to us. And now that the Spirit's poured out, we have the words and we have a direct connection with God. And now he's feeding us spiritually and developing us spiritually, very much directly. But we need to be active in that, to abide in Christ. Study his word. Live by the word. His word is spirit and it is truth. We want that word in us. We want everything we do and the way we think to be like Christ. And it's not easy. We have the prince and the power in the air that's putting them thoughts in your head. You'd be standing around like, where did I ever get an idea like that? Or where'd this thought come from? It's there in the world. The prince and the power in the air is affecting the world, and it's on us. We're in it. We have to resist that. We have to fight it. We have to abide in Christ, because that is where the strength is coming from for us to succeed. We cannot succeed on our own. We have to abide in Christ. He is the vine. We're just the branches. And as time goes by, it's going to make it more and more difficult. The world's going to get more lawless, more hateful. You can see it even in the politics. All the things that are not good and are not of God are going to increase. So when we're growing and becoming, developing and developing our own fruit to God, his spiritual fruit, we have to be even more diligent, because we're being pressed even harder. When I saw pruning the first time I read this, I was thinking it kind of made my arms hurt, you know, because I go out there with that old clipper to the old tree and them limbs come off, you know. So when I read that and it says he prunes, it was like, whoo, that felt like that's going to be rough. But whether it's rough or not, it's for our own good and for our development, for us to bear the fruit he wants. And basically, after it's all said and done, we are to conform and be the true image of our Creator, the image that he started in the Garden of Eden when he created the first man and after his own image. We are going to go fully into that image, to be born as Christ was born, brought up from a resurrection. And we're supposed to be like him in character, like the Father. And that's what the fruit is. So we may not like the pruning, but it's definitely for our own good.